Politicians and pollsters alike are watching to see how all this plays out. The Pew Research Center has just finished a poll to gauge the effect the shutdown and the debt ceiling debate have had on the Tea Party's image. And joining us is Michael Dimmock, director of Pew. Welcome back, Michael.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So before we get into the numbers, just give us a snapshot of what you would consider your average Tea Party conservative. Who are they?
Well, you know, the Tea Party membership is hard to define. There's no card that you get when you join the Tea Party. So we have typically just asked people at the end of our polls, just in general, do you agree with the Tea Party, disagree with the Tea Party, or don't you have an opinion either way? And what we find is about 4 in 10 Republicans say they agree with the Tea Party. These people tend to be a little more educated, a little higher income, a little whiter than non-white, although the Republican Party doesn't have a lot of non-whites to start with. And their attitudes about how to approach politics and the issues of the day are very different.
So, Michael Dimmock, the Pew's also looked at how people are viewing the debt ceiling. And in a separate poll, you asked whether people even think raising the debt ceiling is essential. How did Tea Party numbers compare there?
Yeah. I mean, a majority of Tea Partiers don't think the debt ceiling needs to be raised tomorrow. Not only does it not need to be raised tomorrow, it doesn't need to be raised at all in the view of a majority of Tea Party Republicans. They really see this as a threat to America's fiscal soundness. They don't want to see increased spending, and they're willing to really go to the mat on this.
But how does that compare to, say, independents or Republicans more broadly?
Right, right. I mean, about half of independents told us that it's essential to deal with the debt ceiling by tomorrow, and only a quarter think that it doesn't need to be raised at all. Among Democrats, two-thirds say we've got to deal with this tomorrow, and very if you think that this is just a non-issue the way most Tea Partiers do.
One of the most interesting numbers that came up is that among Tea Party Republicans, three-quarters, 76%, say their members of Congress should vote against a bill that they think is in the best interest of the country if a majority of the people they represent are against it. Help us make sense of that.
Yeah. Well, one characteristic of Tea Partiers is they have a sort of populist view. They really want members to listen to their constituents very directly. And even if a member thinks it's in the best interest of the country to do one thing, but the constituents want the other thing, 75% of Tea Partiers say you've got to listen to your constituents, even in that circumstance. And I think that's what we're seeing today.
So what does that mean for their favorability numbers? What have you seen in terms of how the Tea Party is viewed over time?
We've seen a drop in favorable opinions of the Tea Party just within the last few months. In June, 37% said they had a favorable impression generally of the Tea Party. That's down to 30%. It's the lowest that we've measured. We're seeing the unfavorable opinions of the Tea Party reaching 49%, the highest that we've measured.
And to put this all in context, one thing you ask people is whether or not the Tea Party is part of the GOP. Tell us the answer there and what it says about what's going on with Republicans generally.
The answer is there is no answer. People don't know what the Tea Party is. Even among folks who agree with the Tea Party, 41% say it's part of the Republican Party. 52% say it's separate and independent from the Republican Party. There's not really a consensus about what the Tea Party is, whether it's kind of an outside group trying to steer policy or whether it's working within the Republican Party itself.
Michael Dimmock, he's director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. Michael, thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.